It's time now for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, the Peace Country Female Hockey League has decided not to go ahead with having a 2021-22 season. We had a chance recently to talk to league president Teresa Johnson about what led to that decision.
Well, too many of our teams either couldn't get any ice, there was no adults allowed to play with all the restrictions, so it was just easier to cancel it all, and if any girls could hop on teams that could play, to go ahead and do it to keep on skating.
So you mentioned there, it mainly came down to a lot of the teams league just couldn't get the ice time, basically?
Couldn't get on the ice, like the Multiplex in Grimshaw, there's no adult skating at all, so you know that shut down our team right away. So and a lot of teams, a lot of the girls that's what they were faced with. So it was just no sense, you know, trying to get together three or four girls when our league stretches from Slave Lake to Fort St. John. You know, it's a long driving distance, and if only two or three teams could play, it just wasn't feasible.
Yeah, so you mentioned the, you know, kind of some challenges there with getting teams organized. Now, have there been any kind of issues when it comes to getting players? Like when you have teams in the league, is getting players a problem usually, or is that another way to come up?
Oh no, we all of our teams have their fair share. You know, some girls get pregnant. I mean, and right then they're not playing. Some, you know, it's a time commitment. Because we are so spread out, our league, our time, our travel is huge. This last couple of years, it's been odd. Last year, we tried just a drop-in shinny kind of thing, and I had girls coming out of the woodwork because they wanted to play. We would have had, or I had the same again this year when I started organizing, saying, hey, if we play, who wants in? And I had a lot of girls expressing interest, but unfortunately, we're not allowed to play this year, so which is too bad.
Now, as you mentioned, you because of some teams opting out, you only had like three teams, and that's certainly not a very big league there. Well, what's kind of, I guess, sort of the ideal number of for future seasons for number of teams you want and length of the season? What's kind of sort of the ideal numbers you'd want there?
You know, we usually start we usually have an icebreaker tournament to start off our league season the end of October, and we go till March. We've had 8, 10, and up to 12 teams in our league. We've had good interest. Some years it's less, some years it's more. It's just, it's a crapshoot of, if a team can field a number, enough girls to play. Sometimes, because it's rec hockey and it's girls, we go really shorthanded, but we go and we play, and we're all about the fun anyways, and drinking some, cold ones after. So, yeah, we take what we can get.
And when it comes to sort of getting things organized for next season, once you guys are finally able to actually start playing again, what's, I guess, sort of the timeline you'd like to see there for getting things organized for next season, if assuming you can actually play there?
Well, hopefully we can. We have our league startup meeting in September. We get together all the teams. We book plan our schedule for the year right off the hop, and away we go. So, I'm sure like July, August, we'll be talking about it again. And each team then will be trying to recruit girls. I mean, some girls unfortunately probably won't come back. The COVID is sometimes if you don't use it, you lose it, and we'll lose some to that just because they don't play. But hopefully we're hoping to hit the ice again. We're certainly not ready to hang up our skates. So,
in the AJHL, the Grand Prairie Storm will have an interesting schedule coming up for them. They'll be home on Friday night against the Calgary Canucks. Then 8 of their next 9 games will be road games against teams from the South Division. The one home game during that stretch will be on New Year's Eve against the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, but that game will be played at the Coca-Cola Center due to scheduling conflicts with other events at the Bonnets Energy Center. Storms still find themselves in last place in the North Division. The NWJHL's action for this week gets underway on Friday when the Fairview Flyers visit the Fort St. John Huskies. The Flyers actually have a winning record on the road this season. They're 7-4-1 away from the Fairplex, and one of two teams to actually get a victory over the Huskies. Also on the road on Saturday when they'll face the North Peace Navigators at the Baytex Energy Center. The Navs are in another slump right now, having lost 5 in a row. Peace River's teams in the Northern Alberta Hockey League will each have one game this week. U-13 Colts will be at home on Saturday against Grand Prairie, while the U-15 Sabres will be at home on Sunday to face Northeast BC. U-18 Royals, meanwhile, will be on the road on Saturday, visiting Whitecourt. And the High Prairie Red Wings of the GMHL have two games this weekend. Friday night, we'll see them on the road in Edson. We're playing at home on Sunday afternoon against the Northern Alberta Tomahawks. That's a River Country puck drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control. Field just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire, the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country puck drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country puck drop, I'm Kyle Moore.